Peace and blessings. Welcome to another episode of Boss Hijabipreneur. Women often appear to suffer from the misconception that to be successful in business or accepted in society, they have to diminish or denounce their faith or beliefs. As a business coach, I have encountered women cross-culturally who face internal conflict regarding their religious identity, maintaining their family roles, and being their most authentic selves. I developed this podcast to help guide them back to reclaiming their faith, better define their roles as women, so they can own their identity, live their absolute best life, and be a powerhouse in business. Let's tune in to today's episode, Already in Progress. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. As we wind down 2019 and gear up for 2020, I wanted to incorporate an episode with practical tips that can help you in your day-to-day. So I recently watched this Netflix documentary, Knock Down the House. I was at an event last week at Civic Hall, and we just spoke about, lending our voice to different platforms and lending our voice to, just the issues that are important to us. And, it was a political, it was talking about, making sure you vote. It was talking about, just making your voice heard. The name of it is Be Heard on the Third. The name of the type of event was Be Heard on the Third. And just making your voice heard, in politics on different, issues and that kind of thing. And so I was a part of that, I believe it was last week, Tuesday. And so we watched this documentary. It's available on Netflix. So all of you go out and watch this, documentary, but it's called Knock Down the House. And it's about an hour and 27 minutes, about an hour and 30 minutes for the full documentary. And it talked about the, four different women that were running for Congress. And in a particular point, they highlight Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's been invited by Joseph Crowley for a primary debate. And as she's preparing for the debate, they show her, and they show her getting ready. She's reading over her notes. She's sitting, it looks like it's in like her living room or like her dining room or something like that. And it shows her like freaking out a little bit and, trying to figure out how she takes up space. And I will tell you, as I watched it, I wrote it down and I wrote down, hey, how can we as women take up more space? And why do we feel like we're not allowed to? Because I think for men and, men in business or whatever the case may be, they don't even think about taking up space. They just think about, I am what I am. But for us as women, we have this notion that I don't want to take up too much space, or, I just want to be in the background, or I don't want to take up, too much of your time. We make all of these type of adjustments for other people. And so, that really got me to thinking about how I myself take up space. And of course, how many of us as women do everything in our power, everything possible to avoid taking up space. And that's until we figure out our own power and we figure out, we're supposed to take up space. God created us, in a certain way for us to take up space. And each one of us has a duty to use our gifts, our talents, what we acquire, what knowledge we acquire, the information that we acquire, we're supposed to take up that space. So I thought that it would be really cool to, and it would, make just for great dialogue around how we will achieve so much more if we stop shrinking ourselves to appease other people, because that's really what it is. When, we have to make, a concerted effort to take up space, it's because we've been shrinking ourselves and we've been in this place of shrinking ourselves. And so just in case you don't know what I mean, what in the world is taking up space? So taking up space means finding the strength to believe that your voice is valid, that it deserves to be heard, that you yourself deserve to occupy space. The world has so much time, has us spending so much time comparing ourselves to other people and wanting to be like other people who are deemed somehow the model of what masses should aspire to. So they've just been deemed somehow as worthy. We have said, hey, this person is beautiful and we all should aspire to this. There's a certain type of, persona that is showcased on magazines. A certain type of person gets the job and that kind of thing. One of the things that I'm admiring right now about, modeling and just the whole fashion industry is that the face that we're so used to seeing is changing. And we're starting to see almost, people that just look like regular everyday people. And those are starting to be the types of models that they go after. I just saw a recent campaign. It was a woman. She had freckles and she had a gap tooth. Like if we thought about it way back in the day, we probably would have never saw someone that looked like her, that had her features as the model on the front cover of a magazine. So, I just think that it's important to understand that showing up as who we are, it is valid, and showing up as who we are gives, other people permission to do the same thing. And, when God created us, each of us in our own unique way as individual contributors making up a whole. So he created us, each in our own way, each, just shining in our own light. And he created us that way, of course, as individuals, and to make our impact as individuals. But when our time here is done, and after everything is said and done, the time that we spent here will have made an impact as a whole. When we think about it, we think about the Maya Angelous of the world. There couldn't be an Ava DuVernay without a Maya Angelou, so on and so forth. There couldn't be an Oprah without a Maya Angelou. Like these are people that took her work and took who she was and how she exuded herself, in the public eye, and they took what she did and they expanded upon it. And so, I think that, what we do as individuals is great, but at the end of the day, if we were ever to make a book of everyone in the world, and we think about, who inspired whom, if this person didn't come out, would this person have come out, and that kind of thing. We think about this with music. If there weren't musicians that came back in the day, would we have the type of music? Would their influence, would we have their influence in the music that we listen to today? So there's so many ways that, I can go with that. But as individuals, how we are, us showing up as our full selves is important. So that piece on taking up space is really, really, really important, because something that we have to say, something that we do may be missed if we don't show up as our full selves. So I really wanted to just put that out there, with taking up space, right? So, and I think the world would be a much better place if each of us, just exuded our natural light into the world. But I digress, because we could go in a whole different vein if we continue on that topic there. But as I was coming up with the idea for this episode, I was reminded of an ayat in the Quran, and it is in Surah Hujurat, which is Surah 49, and it's verse 13, and it says, "O mankind, indeed, we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted." And we can take this, particular ayah to mean so many different things. We can interpret it in so many different ways. But the one that I wanted to kind of pull from is the fact that we should embrace not only our own uniqueness and our value, but that of others. And it again, just going back to that whole, person A plus person B equals the greatness of, idea of this idea, et cetera, so on and so on and so on. Right. And so, with that particular ayat, we can also look at, it talks about the male and the female. It talks about, the places that we come from, the languages that we speak, and all that good kind of stuff. Like, it's important to understand that the way that we were created, exactly like we were created from the locations that we were created from, and then, transitioning into the places where we land, right? That it's okay for us to take up space. We think about, the different things that are going on in the world, the immigrant population, people being deported and all that good kind of stuff. And, there's so much to be said about it, and just the same way, like the immigrant population, of course, we've made these laws and we've made these different things, but, without the immigrant population, without, that, a lot of us wouldn't be here, number one, and two, and then the world wouldn't be the way that it is. And I think that, the world is changing. And I think that the way that, the government is structured, the ways laws are structured, All of these things are going to help us to, you know, transition into the next phase. Like I think about, you know, it is 2019. We are about 20 some odd days away from a new year and also a new decade. Like the way that things, you know, worked, you know, back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and so on, they were great and they worked for that particular time. But, you know, we're going to need to make some adjustments in order for us to be able to move into this next decade and for us to be able to, you know, make a substantial impact on, you know, the next decade and the next generation, this generation that's coming up behind us. So I just really, really, really wanted to hone in on that particular ayat and really wanted to hone in on taking up space. And so, you know, I wanted us to, you know, think about, you know, the way that we approach situations and solve problems are all unique, and they're unique to us as individuals. And, you know, we make a valuable contribution individually and as a collective, just to sum up that, you know, particular part there. And I think Shonda Rhimes in a quote, and I will share it at the end. So it is actually a part of a larger quote that will be our inspirational quote of the week. But I wanted to touch in on this particular part. And basically the quote goes, and it's by Shonda Rhimes, "I always think that's the most important thing, to feel like you belong in every room you're in." I remember the first time that I heard this idea, you know, put so forth, like in a forthright way. And it was actually by Dee Marshall. I attended a workshop that she had in Philly, and she talked and she said, you know, if you're in this room, it's because you belong in this room, and any room that you find yourself in, it's because you belong in that room. And it was so powerful and impactful. And she followed it up by saying that, you know, be present in that room, you know, make sure that your voice is heard, make sure that your idea is heard, make sure that you are memorable and people remember you in that room. And I remember in that particular moment, I really did have something to say. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about when I talk about in my different, you know, talk tracks and experiences, and especially when I'm in rooms where I'm the only hijabi in the room, I think that as the only hijabi in the room, it's important for me to, you know, make my voice heard. A person that is in that room may never encounter another Muslim, may never encounter another woman that, you know, physically observes hijab, and she may be robbed of, you know, me sharing my ideas, may be robbed of my perspective. And, you know, I think that it's important, you know, and I remember that particular day I got up and I introduced myself, and I did really have something valuable to say. I don't believe in just standing up just to stand up and just opening your mouth just to open up your mouth, but truly have something, you know, valuable to say, truly have something that, you know, you can leave, you know, an impact on whatever room it is that you're in. So I really thought that that was profound, and I will never forget that day with Dee Marshall. If you guys, you know, look her up on Instagram, great person to follow. She's done some really, really amazing things, but I will never forget that day in that room. And anytime I'm in a room where I feel like I'm uncomfortable or feel like, you know, imposter syndrome starts to creep in, or I start to feel like, do I really belong in this room? Her voice creeps up and it reminds me, listen, you've been invited to this room, you've showed up to this room, and now be present in this room. So just really love that quote, love that experience, you know, with Dee Marshall. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can learn how to take up space. So we'll be right back. Welcome back. So how does one take up space? How you take up space is just as individual as a fingerprint of the person taking up the space. What works for you may not work for someone else, and it will take practice to find what works for you. Some of you may have heard me say, or other empowerment speakers talk about, the Wonder Woman pose. So just for this part of the episode, I am actually standing. And I believe that a Wonder Woman pose is a great place to start if you are working on trying to take up space. So the first thing that we are going to do is we are going to stand up. So if you aren't already standing, if you're sitting at your desk, or you're sitting down, laying down, whatever the case may be while you're listening to this, I want you to stand up. And in standing up, I want you to bring your feet, you know, about shoulder width apart. And as you're bringing your feet shoulder width apart, make sure you have a good firm stance. And then I want you to take your hands and I want you to put them on your hips. So if you've ever seen the picture of Wonder Woman posing, you know she's got that power, you know, woman pose. She's got her, you know, costume on or outfit on and she's ready, right? So I want you to do the same thing. And if you can do this, you know, just standing where you are, or you can do this standing in a mirror, just start talking and just start saying, you know, whatever your affirmations are, you know, I am worthy of X, you know, I'm worthy of this promotion. I am worthy of this client paying me, you know, $1,500 for this 1 hour consultation. Whatever the case may be, whatever floats your boat, right? Sister, you know, I want you to really try this. Like, really put your hands on your hip and, you know, just feet apart, you know, shoulders back, and just really, you know, think about, you know, what it is, you know, what value do you bring to the table and all that good kind of stuff, like who you are, you know, and all that good kind of stuff. And, you know, just standing in your power. And you may just stand in your power for a while. You may spend a week standing in your power, especially if you're not used to being, you know, in this type of position, or you're not sure where you're going with it. You know, I find this a lot when I'm having one-on-one conversations with a client for the first time. They're unsure, you know, they're rocky. Some of them have, you know, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, doctorates, you know, they've been doing what they've been doing for 20 plus years, or, you know, or something like that, or they've been doing what they've been doing for a number of years, and they get on these calls and they shrink themselves. And so part of that taking up space is also, you know, it's boosting your confidence. It's saying, you know, I belong here. You know, we talked to, in the first segment, we talked about, you know, if you're in a room or you've been asked to show up to a room, or you yourself have elected to show up to a room, that you belong there. And so, you know, part of doing this Wonder Woman pose is taking that into account too. And so with this, I've actually done this myself. I've done this before I've hit a stage. I've done this before, you know, I've done a panel talk, that kind of thing. Even before I've walked into a particular location, you know, I've stood in this Wonder Woman pose, or I have walked with my shoulders back, just to, you know, as a confidence booster. And so, you know, doing this Wonder Woman pose, it helps you to feel more confident. And when you feel more confident, you tend to make more empowering decisions. And I, for one, can attest to this, and some of you that are listening, I'm sure you can attest to this. When you're feeling confident, when you know the information, just think about back in the day when you had to take a test, right? Or you had to take an exam in college. And when you studied for it, when you aligned yourself with the information, you went into that test almost with your head held high and your shoulders back, because you were prepared for it. So, you know, working on that Wonder Woman pose, working on your affirmation, working on your knowledge and of the information that you're about to deliver, whatever your the case or your scenario is, will help you to be more confident and, of course, make more empowering decisions, and also come off as more of an empowered person. And so, you know, when a person, and I want you to do this too, because this will help you with, a lot of us have issues with saying no. A lot of us have issues, you know, saying, hey, this is how much I charge for X, Y, and Z, whatever the case may be. This will help you when that person calls asking for your time and you want to say no. So if you have that friend, you have that colleague, you have, you know, that family member that you know, is asking you to go out somewhere, maybe you have something to do. Maybe part of that to-do list is self-care and you're doing nothing for the evening and you want to say no, but for whatever reason, you always end up saying yes to this person. So practicing this Wonder Woman pose, practicing this, you know, taking up space, if you will help you to be able to say no and say, hey, you know what? I'm not available, or this doesn't fit in my schedule for today or this week or whatever the case may be, doesn't fit in my budget, whatever the reason is or the answer is, you know, don't lie. Don't be out here telling lies, right? But, you know, sometimes you can just say, I'm not available. You don't have to offer up an additional explanation. So, you know, if what a person asks for, this shows up for me a lot. If a person is asking for a service that I charge for, you know, I'm happy to help. And I actually say that to the person, you know, this sounds very exciting. This sounds like something that I would want to participate in. And I will send you the link to, you know, pay for the service so that we can set this appointment up, or I can send you an invoice and my availability so that we can get you rolling. And, you know, in the beginning, this was very hard because I'm used to, you know, being an employee. I'm used to being in a place where, you know, my employer sets the pricing, my employer sets things up. I'm under the structure of my employer. Well, guess what? I am an entrepreneur and I am my employer, right? I work for myself. And so, you know, in order for me to get to a place and in order for me to have gotten to a place where, you know, my business can thrive, I have to be forthright and say, hey, this is what I charge, and be unapologetic about it. And part of that is taking up space. And part of that is knowing, hey, this is my worth, and I'm going to charge my worth, and I'm going to be upfront about charging my worth. So if they're asking for that service, don't be afraid to slide that invoice across the table. I think I put this up as a post on my IG page a little bit ago. If you're listening, or you're, you know, in another place around the world, and you don't follow me just yet on IG, you can follow me at BUNHD, and I'll leave that in the show notes as well. But it's at BEYOUINHD. And you can follow us on IG, and we post, you know, inspiring quotes, videos, talks, etc. throughout the day, every single day. And we would love to have you on our platform, just responding to some of our posts and just, you know, contributing in that way. So, you know, and I will tell you, so one of the things that, you know, I will tell you that all of this has in common, everything that we've talked about, that it has in common. So when you're shrinking, you don't know what to charge, or you're not charging your worth, the fear of, you know, just this taking up space, all of this is rooted in the same area of opportunity, which is improving your self-confidence. And improving your self-confidence is learning more about yourself. It's also learning, you know, learning your likes and dislikes, and being true to that, and getting in touch with yourself. I think there's a movie that's out there. But, you know, one of the things that I think about this movie, and I think that this is a movie that you should, you know, take a look at. I'm giving you guys a lot of homework today, but you guys will be all right. But the name of it is Eat, Pray, Love, if I'm not mistaken. I'm always transpose the names, or Eat, Love, Pray, whatever, right? No, I think it's Eat, Pray, Love, because of the succession of the movie. But it has Julia Roberts in it. And basically with this particular movie, she starts to learn herself again. So she goes through, you know, a divorce. I'll give you the beginning part of the movie away, but I won't give the whole thing away. But she goes through a divorce. And through this divorce, she figures out that the reason why she keeps ending up in these types of situations is because she doesn't know what she wants, right? And so, you know, that's part of this. You know, knowing what you want will allow you to later on take up space, and for you to be able to say to yourself, you know what, I deserve to take up this space because I have, you know, a contribution. I have a valuable, you know, I have valuable assets, and I have a valuable contribution to make. So when you're at work, at a restaurant, or out with your friends, or again, whatever scenario you find yourself in, don't be afraid to assert yourself. You'll only scare off or intimidate people who aren't firm in their own self-esteem and their and self-confidence. And so I think that we find ourselves in this case a lot. Like, I feel like we don't realize that there are 8 billion people on the planet. And I feel like we don't realize that, hey, if, you know, this person doesn't like what we have to say, there's someone out there that will, you know. And again, we have to remember 8 billion plus people on the planet and growing, right? And so we can't be afraid that, hey, you know, this person may not like what we're saying, or in this moment right here, this person doesn't like me. But them not liking you or them feeling uncomfortable has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. And so as long as you like yourself, as long as you feel like you're doing your very best, as long as you feel like, you know, who you are, what you bring to the table is amazing and great, it doesn't matter what someone else thinks, right? As I was looking for information about, you know, how to take up space, I found this amazing article, and it's written by Martha Tasima, and it's entitled A Beginner's Guide to Taking Up Space. And if you are new to entrepreneurship, or you're in a leadership role, or just a person just, you know, walking down the street, listen, all of us deserve to take up space, right? And so I'm including a link to this particular article. But in the article, she talks about taking up space with our words. And I thought that this was really, really, really important. And she talks about one of, you know, a woman that I adore, and I pray that I don't butcher her name, right? But in this article, she writes, "You deserve to take up space with your voice too. As novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie explains in her iconic speech, we should all be feminist. We teach girls to shrink themselves to make themselves smaller." She's speaking more abstractly about feminism, but that portion of the powerful quote is a perfect reminder to unlearn the habit of withholding our opinions, ideas, and thoughts. And, you know, I just think about for myself, you know, I'm the author of two books. We have a planner that's getting ready to come out. It will be out in the middle of this month, December. And one of the things that I think back on when I think about this quote, and I just think about taking up space. If I didn't believe that I should take up space, there would not be a Jenna's First Hijab, which was my first book. There would not be a Not Without My Hijab, which is my second book. And then there would not be the Not Without My Hijab play. There would not be the Not Without My Hijab workshop. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now. And I pray getting so much out of this particular episode. I know it helped me. I know the first time that I encountered, you know, just the whole notion of taking up space, you know, I just felt like, you know what, I do deserve to be in this space. I do deserve for other people to hear my ideas. And, you know, we may, you know, change laws. We may change, you know, the way people, you know, think and, you know, about certain things and that kind of thing. And that is what, you know, allowed me to write my first book, allowed me to come up with the workshops, allowed me to, you know, pick up a mic and just say, hey, listen, you know, I have something to share. And, you know, I believe that by me sharing X, Y, and Z, that it will be of benefit to you. And this is how it could possibly benefit you, or it can expand your mindset, whatever the case may be. But I think that fellow authors, entrepreneurs, people that have just, you know, already gone out there and put ourselves forward. If we didn't do that, you know, other people wouldn't benefit. You know, I talked about this a little bit earlier, you know, just talking about the Oprahs and the Ava DuVernays and, you know, just these iconic people in the world. If they didn't, you know, kind of, you know, put their voice forward, what would we have missed out on, right? So this leads us right into the next part of our segment, which is, who benefits from us taking up space? Everyone benefits from us taking up space. We ourselves benefit. We ourselves, we show up better. When we are our authentic selves, when we understand that we have a right to take up, you know, space, that we have a right to express ourselves, to lend our voice to different rooms and to different situations, we, of course, benefit because it allows us to learn more, evolve. I know one, you know, me for one, even just to do the podcast episodes, I make sure that I do, you know, some research. I make sure that I go and I read different articles. I make sure that, you know, I get different perspectives. Even the episodes that I do solo, you know, I do the background work. And then when I have a guest, I do the background work. I pull from, you know, my own expertise and my own knowledge. And then, you know, we have, you know, myself and the guest, we have a dialogue. And so that all is, you know, important. So, you know, you as the audience benefit from me taking up space, right? And I pray that what's coming out of this episode is that you feel one of the takeaways when you stop listening to this episode, when the last word, you know, is heard on this particular episode, that you go down and you take a piece of paper and you write down, you know, ways that you contribute and ways that you would like to take up space in the world. Is it that you want to write a book? Is it that you, you know, want to, you know, produce a movie? Is it that you want to, you know, have a particular product or whatever the case may be, whatever, again, you know, float your boat, that you walk away from this episode, you walk away from listening to this episode, you walk away saying, you know what, I want to go and I want to do X, Y, and Z thing because I believe that the world can benefit, right? And so the people in our lives will get our very best. So when we are taking up space and we are showing up as our authentic selves, the people in our lives will get our best. When we diminish ourselves, when we don't make our voice, heard, we don't make our standpoint heard, you know, we end up, you know, having animosity. We end up, you know, feeling like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like along the lines of animosity. We end up, you know, just feeling like, I don't feel like I can, you know, express my full, opinion. And we are robbed of, you know, sharing, you know, our thoughts. We are robbed of sharing our ideas. And then the people that we are, you know, in the room with, or the people that we are sent to impact, we rob them of, you know, hearing our ideas and our opinions and our thoughts. And of course, this is all done with tact. This is all done, you know, with the other person in mind too. We don't want to hurt, you know, someone else's feelings, but we have to be able to express our truth, and we have to be able to, you know, live in our, you know, own truth. So I feel like, you know, this was an episode that was really important, especially, you know, we're ending the year. It's 2019 going into 2020. You know, is this another year that we will say next year? Is this another year that we will say next year? Is it now? I believe it's December 9th, right? Today, December 9th, we have how many more days? We have 22 more days left to the year, right? Is this on with 22 days left to this year, 2019? Have we already given up on 2020? Have we already said, you know what, not this year, next year? Or are we going to stand up? And we're going to get into this, you know, Wonder Woman power pose, and we're going to start to say to ourselves, we're going to write down, you know, and say to ourselves, you know, these are the things that I would like to contribute. These are the ways that I would like to lend my voice or my writing or my art, whatever the case may be. This is the way that I would like to take up space in the world. I pray that this episode was a benefit. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a testimonial. We may share it on our next episode. And if you found this helpful, I would love for you to share this with your colleagues and friends as well. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace. My inspirational quote of the week: plenty of people will decide that you can't do something. Plenty of people will decide that this room is not for you to be in. Your only job is for you to decide that every room you are in is a room that you belong in, and to remain there. I always think that's the most important thing, to feel like you belong in every room you're in. Shonda Rhimes. If you found this episode to be helpful, please subscribe, share with your colleagues and friends, and be sure to leave us a testimonial that we can share with our listeners on our next episode. If you have a business or product and would like to sponsor an episode, please email the word sponsor to info@BUNHD for more details. Peace. This has been another spectacular episode of Boss Hijabipreneur, brought to you by BUNHD LLC and the Not Without My Hijab stage play. To find out more about services for women of faith in business and the next city up on the tour, visit www.bunhd.com. It is our hope here at BUNHD that after each episode, you will be empowered to have a deeper connection in your spirituality, personal, and business relationships. As women of faith, we have a responsibility to learn our religion, apply it to our daily lives, and to make a positive contribution in our local and global community.